Molly Young with Transitions Hospice with me this morning. Molly, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And we're going to talk today about, I guess, the start of hospice care. Who makes that initial call? Is it patient? Is it family? Is it doctor? When somebody is recommended for that, who's normally the first person to contact you guys to say, you know, we're going to have to consider this?
Sure. So a lot of times it is the healthcare provider, whether that is in a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, or the doctor themselves. But we also have times when families call us directly as well, which is absolutely fine. Mm-hmm. What we do at that point is, you know, we talk with the families, make sure that they understand exactly what hospice is and what all is involved with that. And then if they choose to move forward, we will contact the physician because we want to make sure that our doctors are on board and they understand what's going on as well. And plus we need consent from the doctor to move forward with an evaluation.
And when people do ask questions, when you explain to them what hospice care is, I mean, it's a difficult time for the family, obviously, because they're faced with this. What are some of the, you know, questions that they ask you as far as what hospice care is?
So basically, a lot of times when families come to us, they're at a point where they're trying to take care of their loved one, or they know that their loved one needs extra care and assistance. So One of the big questions is how much extra care is going to be coming in to see my mom or dad or my loved one? And that really is dependent on each individual need. We look at the patient, we look at what's going on with the patient. We have some patients that only need a couple times a week that we drop in. And then as their disease progresses, it may go to every day that mm-hmm. we're coming in to see them. One of the things that Transitions does is when we have a patient who's actively passing is we sit vigil at bedside and we're there with that patient around the clock at that point. Mm-hmm. So it really just depends on the individual patient's needs and where they are. A lot of times it's about insurance questions. How is it built? It is, you know, hospice is covered by Medicare and Medicaid 100%. So that gives a lot of relief to families to know that that is a benefit that is there for them when they need it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the early, okay, hospice care, we're going to have to do that. Is there like a timeline as far as the different aspects of care goes, as far as, okay, where's the patient going to be? Okay, you know, is all the legal stuff taken care of? Is, mm-hmm. you know, the insurance taken care of? Are there arrangements taken care of? Is there you can't really use a timeline really because every person is different, but do you have kind of what you've seen over different cases as far as the timeline goes as to when to bring up certain subjects?
Yeah, I mean, we like to talk about some of those things right away and up front because we want to know what patients' wishes are. If they have a DNR already in place, that's wonderful. All we need to do is get a copy of that, and so we have it for their medical record. If they don't have one in place, then we kind of have a conversation about that. We have patients that aren't ready to discuss those kinds of things, and that's okay. Our social worker can follow up with them at a later date and kind of just do some education along the way. And when they are ready, then we can sit down and have another conversation about that. Mm-hmm. Same with power of attorneys. We have patients who make their own decisions, and that's fine. But we also understand that there may be a time in the future where they're not able to do so. So we need to start having conversations about power of attorney and who would you want to make decisions if you were unable to. Mm-hmm. A lot of times those things are already in place, which is wonderful. And again, all we need is just a copy of those. Not there, that's why we have our social worker who can explain that process, talk with them about that, and help them along that. Mm-hmm. Through the whole process of it.
You're really there as somebody to walk through this process with the family and the patient because, you know, it's different for everybody and not everybody experiences something like this. You guys have the knowledge and the background a little bit to take this walk with them.
Exactly. And we want to make sure that they're informed every step of the way of what the process is and what the next step may be. We sit down, we have quite a long conversation during our original meeting, just so that way we can get questions out there and just give them an overview of what to expect from us. So that way they know they can call us. They know that, you know, we're going to be there for them whenever they need us, in the middle of the night even. And that gives them a sense of relief and comfort.
Going back to that initial conversation, that varies depending on the case. Could be family, could be patient, could be both of them together.
Exactly. A lot of times I try to have patient and family together. And sometimes it's not just power of attorney. It's, you know, aunts and uncles, cousins, sisters, sure. brothers. I mean, the whole family can be there too. And that's okay because it's an overwhelming time and there's a lot of questions. And to have everybody in the same room and sit down and really talk about that and get all those questions out on the table is beneficial.
Talking with Molly Young with Transitions Hospice this morning. You hear a lot about retirement planning and all that. This is one of those areas where you don't really want to think about it, but maybe it's something just to think about. You never know what's going to happen in the future. It's never really too early to at least get information about what hospice care is and the benefits from it.
Absolutely. Anytime. I mean, we have patients all the time or families that reach out to us and they just want some information. No commitment is required. We can still sit down and have that long conversation and really just lay out what hospice is about, what our goals are. And they don't have to sign a contract or anything mm-hmm. like that to do that. It is just a conversation so they can get the best information. And there's choices in healthcare. There's different companies and each company offers a little bit different services. So really exploring what is going to be best for yourself or your loved one ahead of time is probably better.
And with Transitions Hospice, it's 24-hour. I mean, if somebody has an issue or anything, they can call, they'll get an answer. Somebody answer right away or, a fairly quick response. Is that correct?
Yes. We have our call center that is available 24 hours a day that someone can call up there and get somebody on the phone that can answer questions for them anytime.
Mm-hmm. Molly Young again with Transitions Hospice and the website transitionshospice.com. A lot of information on that if somebody's not ready to call yet but just wants to just kind of maybe take a look around.
Yep, absolutely. There's information about who we are and some of our what we call our commandments mm-hmm. and a little bit about what we do and what we believe in as a company. You can find all that on our website. And again, our phone number is 877-726-6494, but that will also be on our website as well. So if there is we do want to have that conversation, you can reach out anytime.
Molly Young with Transitions Hospice, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.